In today's show of the Group Quest Daily News, we have more details about the details of the deal that's gone on between Activision and Xbox, and what happened to PlayStation's market value after the announcement. And we get into some other news such as New World, Hearthstone, and Twitch. But like I said before, we start with an article from Destructoid.com, and Phil Spencer comments on Xbox exclusivity following the Activision purchase. So basically what he's saying is that if you take a look at Bethesda, they have released Elder Scrolls Online on all platforms. That includes PlayStation, PC, Steam, Microsoft, Xbox. Okay, on all those things. While Deathloop is on Xbox exclusive. So what could happen to Activision and all that stuff? That is something that will be looked at later on. And when I say later on, it'll be done in future shows, because this is the question that we don't know. We don't know the answer of. So do we need to buy an Xbox in order to get an Activision game? We'll find out later. But you can read the article on Destructoid.com. Now, we talked about yesterday about the deal that happened between Activision and Xbox. Well, this coming to us from .esports.com says that some of the turnover at Activision Blizzard was blamed on Bobby Kotick himself. And this is according to a tweet coming from at Doug Spinster, Tracy Kennedy. And what she was doing was basically retweeting a Wowhead tweet. And I'm going to quote her saying, "Bobby, tell everyone about the random projects for Overwatch you all would shove on us. The team would do overtime for only them to get canceled, and for months of Overwatch 2, developers too have been lost. Or how almost entire teams are turning over and citing you as the reason. Don't be shy." That is a very stern comment coming there from Twitter. So, were they pushed? And how much was that on Bobby Kotick? And really, was it really due to the lack of production to Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4? Now, we talked about the stock prices that happened there yesterday when the deal was made. Well, this coming to us from DualShockers.com, saying that Sony got a bit of a backlash by that. In Japan, Sony stock market shares fallen nearly 13% in the past 24 hours because of that acquisition. And in the U.S., Sony Group fell 5%, and then Wednesday's market, and that's at bare minimum right now, maybe more than that, and that's after a decline of 7% on Tuesday. That's in the U.S. So you're looking at a 13% drop in the Tokyo stocks, and you're looking at probably bare minimum a 12% drop in the U.S. stocks. So that is really something to look at here. And really, what would the reaction be for Sony? I think that's what the investors are really looking forward to, along with gamers. I mean, really serious questions here. Now we get into New World. So we're going to take a break from the Activision Blizzard stuff, at least on the corporate side. When it comes to New World, developers apparently have been working on new content, but this coming to us from GameSpot.com, they're not going to be doing new content in February. Instead, they're going to be working on bug fixes. One of the bugs that they're going to be looking into is how people or how the duplication exploits are disabling the game's economy. Basically, it's got to do with gold making per se. But it's not just gold making. There's a lot of technical issues that's going on in the public test realms. And we do have a quote here. from one of the devs. We learned the first PTR, when we gave ourselves like 7 days, we were like, we'll just do a scale testing. We'll check, make sure the servers can handle it, and then we are good. What we found out is we were not good. We were the opposite of good. Players felt like we lost their trust. We felt like we lost their trust. So we've been gaining it back since then, and we want to continue to do that by providing the PTRs far enough in advance that we can listen to them, take their advice, find out what the biggest sticking points are, and address those before things get released in the live game. That sounds like common sense. Okay, but to read the whole article, and that came from the senior producer, Katie Kaczynski. You can find it at GameSpot.com. Now, let's get back into Activision Blizzard, because if you do Hearthstone Battlegrounds like I do, this coming to us from esports.gg, Buddies are coming. Buddies Battlegrounds are explained, and they're going through some of the Battleground buddies, such as Tess Greymane will get the Hunter of Old, okay? Hunter of Old in regular form, at the start of your turn, add your last opponent's buddy to your hand. In gold form, at the start of your turn, add two of your last opponent's buddy to your hand. Captain Scrag, he gets Shark Bait, and with Shark Bait, you refresh your hero power. In gold form, it's refresh your hero power, so it does not change. There's a lot more, and those are just a couple of examples, of the cards that will be coming as your buddy. Mm-hmm. And that's on esports.gg. Game Informer gives us another card game, gameinformer.com, and they said that Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel launches today, and they had a pretty good trailer to go with it. I did watch that. And it's not like the Yu-Gi-Oh! That's up on Steam right now, or as an app. No, this is different. While it still has the same card types, or some of the same card types, it's basically set up like a Hearthstone, maybe like a Witcher type feel to it. So the field's a bit different. It's only the base cards right now, which you can check out. And the GameInformer.com. And we end today's news with an article from Eurogamer.net. And you know me, I am a part of StackUp.org. So when I saw this article stating that there are some Twitch streamers out there that are campaigning for Disability Pride Month. And this tweet comes from Kearly B. I made a user voice to encourage at Twitch to introduce a month to uplift and showcase disabled content creators with a team and front page features like they do for many other identities. This is a very good post. If you'd like to vote for it, it is up on Eurogamer.net. The link to the tweet is there. And I might put this up in the show notes. I'm just going to post that there so I don't forget. So, anyway, if you want to vote, I'm going to post that up in the show notes. So that way, you can vote if you do want to. That will do it for today. You can find all of us thegroupquest.com. You can go check out the Don Forge Network at donforge.com. This has been a Don Forge production. Copyright 2022. All rights are reserved. I am at Joe Brums. If you have any comments about today's stories, hit me up there. And while you're on the web, you can go check out stackup.org. Or if you're on thegroupquest.com, click the Audible link. Help us out. All right? We'll see you here tomorrow with more news. We'll see what's going on in the gaming world. Until then, bye for now.